This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, December 2nd, 2012, continuing the beautiful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his divine associates. Antilila, Chapter 7. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. This is Gaur Lila, Nitya Gaur Lila. And we're hearing about it as if we're reading some pages of history. Oh, yes. 527 years ago or so in Puri, this particular pastime took place between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They had this conversation. It's very nice, ancient history. But it's not ancient, it's Nitya. It's eternal present. Krishna's pastimes are eternally present. And the devotees that meditate on these pastimes and repeatedly hear these pastimes and remember these pastimes, they will also live eternally in the presence of Lord Gauranga. This is eternal present, eternal nitya. They're nitya, but they're present right now, where we can see here in Navadvip Dham, or in Puri Dham, or Vrindavan Dham, we can see these pastimes with Bhav Drishti. At the platform of Bhav or Prema, we can see what is imperceptible to the conditioned soul. That which is aprakrita becomes, that which is aprakat becomes prakat by the power of love. Because it is love and bhav which attracts the Lord to the devotee. And if you attract the Lord to your heart and to your presence, then you attract his namrup guna and lila. So that's the idea, that the aprakat becomes prakat because the devotee has the eyes to see. Krishna has given him that prema, has instilled that prema in his heart due to his satisfaction with his bhajan and the blessings of guru and parampara. So then Krishna reveals himself. Swayameva Spuratyada. So, oh, did you see it? I saw it. Oh, I didn't see Gopal standing on the top of the chakra at Puri. But Lord Chaitanya saw, as he danced down the street in ecstasy of Utkanti Tabav to see Shamsundar. And they were coming from West Bengal and all the associates. He stopped. Look, look, Gopal standing on the chakra, you see, and Nityananda and others were with him. No, we don't see. Of course, they're also premis, but they're showing that he was so much anxious to see Shamsundar that even he saw his Bali Rup standing on the chakra. So this is, when we read the Leela, we should think that even reading Krishna's Leela, Gaur Leela, that itself creates viraha bhav. It creates and deepens our mood of separation. This is happening right now. This is happening in Jagannath Puri. And Nitya is there. And the devotees are standing there. They're listening to this conversation. It's such a beautiful exchange between Nitya and Gauranga. But I can't see it. I can't hear it. Kabe, kabe, when will that day be when I can hear this conversation and directly witness this beautiful exchange of love between the Lord and his eternal associates in that holy abode of Puri, Neelachal Dham? And I'm separated. Why? It's not a matter of getting on a train and traversing across India and arriving in Puri to see the Leela. It's a matter of love. Because the Lord and his Leelas with his devotees are all going on the platform of divine love, pure love. So then that creates some anxiousness inside. Why am I waiting? What is holding me back from entering this kingdom of love? All these anarthas, just go, O holy name, O Sri Nam Prabhu, just take everything out now, today, right now. Why have to wait 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Why have to wait? Why not now? Like this book titled from our friend, he says, Krishna Prapti Ye Janam, you know, this Ismay Janam, this birth, acquire, attain Krishna. So that's the teachings of all acharyas, Prabhupada. Oh, Prabhupada, you know, we're your disciples, but, you know, if we don't make it in this lifetime, will you come back next life and save us? The Prabhupada was, what is this? Why take another birth? Finish your business. Finish your business in this life, he said. Finish. We don't know the future. Do everything now. Why are you procrastinating? Why are you complacent and procrastinating? Get serious. Get on purpose, as our Radhakundas used to say in the last months of his life. Get on purpose. You know, get on the being one with the purpose of Krishna and the will and desire of Krishna. Put all separate interests aside and get to it. somehow, let's begin. So what happens here, we're picking up chapter 7, verse 45, and Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Nityananda in Nilachala. After Nityananda had gone to Bengal, and he was preaching for several months, and he returned. And we heard, we're just picking up, we already discussed some verses. There's many, many verses. He's so happy. After some, they composed themselves, they greeted each other, they laughed, they all ecstatic symptoms, shedding tears and shivering and laughing, falling unconscious, hair standing on end. And there was such divine love. It not only manifested in the body of Nittai, but everybody around them. We used to have a phrase when I was a youth called contact high. Someone may be high or in high consciousness for whatever reason. And if he associated with others, then he would bring them to a kind of that high level. So that's what happens. If we're sad and we associate with a happy person, then we become happy generally, which you transfer. So the same thing is happening here. And then they composed themselves. Then Gauranga folded his hands and began to offer prayers to Nityananda. Because Nityananda, I guess Lakshman, in Ram Leela, we hear that Lakshman didn't like being the younger brother because he had to be subservient to Ram and often do things that he didn't want to do. And if which Ram subjected himself to, which Lakshman knew that it was difficult and trying for Ram to do those things, and he thought, if I was the older brother, this would never happen. But he's in charge, so I take a vow that I never become the older brother again. So in the next age in Dwapara Yuga, then Lakshman became Balaram. Quite a bit older, I mean, 1 year, whatever, older and respected as a senior to Krishna. Then in Gaur Leela, he was about 20 years older or so than Gauranga, again older. And so Gauranga, although Nittai is older, so he's showing that respect, and he's also a Brahmin. Hadai Pandit is his father, and Padmavati, he was born in Ekachakra. Some of us have had the fortunate to have darshan there. Have you been there? You know. And then we had a nice time there. So now he's folding his hands and he's offering prayers. So see the change of moods. When he's greeting him, when Nittai returned from his preaching mission, and Gaur was so happy and elated, and then they were just loving, just melting in love in each other's arms. Two brothers united in love. And forgot all about any kind of externals or formalities, or just oneness and love and all equality and divine ecstatic experiences in each other's association. Then when they compose themselves, then Gauranga assumes a mood of respect of Nittai, the avadut, and the elder person, quite a senior person. And then he started glorifying him. You're the personified form of the holy name, and you can sell yourself, you can sell Krishna to anyone. So now we'll begin verse 45. Bayanahi janatumi sankirtana suke aharnisha Krishna gun tomara shimuke sankirtan suke tomara shimuke. Nittai, you have forgotten the external world. Bayanahi jana. To me. It's like Hindi practically. You don't know, Najan, you don't know anything about the external world. Well, we can pray to Lord Gauranga to bless us with the same forgetfulness. There's some song like that by Bhakti, Tomara Bulia. You know that song? Tomara Bulia. Prabhupada sings it. You have forgotten. You have forgotten the external world, Nittai. And what are you doing? How did you do that? Because you're engaged day and night in glorifying the qualities of Lord Krishna. Ahar Nish, it's like Hindi. Ahar Nish Krishna Gun Tamara Shrimukhe. So Shrimukhe, Shimuke, with your beautiful, attractive mouth, which your Mukhe, your mouth is beautiful, Shri, it's attractive, Shri, and it's distributing opulence in every direction, which is Shri. And it's distributing fortune in every direction, which is Shri. So wherever you direct your Mukhe, it becomes Shri. The Purva Dig, Uttar Dig, any dig. Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Haribo! Wherever Nittai would direct his mouth, then the Shuddha Nam, the Prem Nam, Braja Nam would come out from his mouth. Shri Mukhe. So that creates the beauty of Vrindavan. That is a beautiful. The Bengali is so nice. Aharnisha Krishna Gun Tamar Shri Mukhe. So at night, he may be alone, he's Avadut. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. Mahabaho. Or this direction or that direction. Everywhere is Shri Mukhe. Ashru Kampa Hasya Morcha Pulaka Vaivarnya Krishna Bhakti Vikar Ache Marma. All these Krishna Bhakti Vikar transformations of Krishna Bhakti manifest in the Lords when they met. Gauranga goes on, as we often hear Krishna's Kaviraj, he says that Gauranga, he has a penchant for glorifying devotees. And when he begins to glorify the devotees, it appears that Gauranga has five mouths. Panchamukh. We have Chaturmukhe, Brahma Bole, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Panchamukhe, Panchamukhe, Shiva Bole, Ram Ram Hare Hare. There's a form of Shiva. There's a song by Bhakti Nam. Chaturmukhe. You know that song? Brahma, Chaturm, we used to sing this in Kirtan with Vishnu John and Jayananda in the old days. The 70s. I'm really ecstatic. Chaturmukhe, Chaturmukhe, Brahma Bole, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then Panch, because there's a Panchamukh Shiva also. Then they say, Panchamukhe, Shiva Bole, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Something like this, I forget. Because it's Hare Hare Hare. Because Shiva, he chants Hare Ram. That's his mantra. So, I don't know how I got there. But so now he goes on, and he says, Krishna Chandra Tomar Ridaya Nirantar Tomara Vigraha Krishna Vila Seraghar Ateva Tomare Jay Jani Priti Kare Satya Satya Krishna Kabu Nachodive Tare Tabe katakshane nitya nanda mahashay balite lagila ati karila vinay prabhu hai tumi je amare karastuti etomara vatsalya bhaktera prati ati. So the Gauranga is glorifying Nittai Mahima. Krishna Chandra Ridaya Nirantar. That Krishna Chandra, he's always residing in your heart. Nirantar, without any cessation, nirant, no end. Moment to moment, hour to hour, day to day, Krishna Chandra is residing. Ridaya Nirantara. He's in your heart. And because he's in your heart, what's ever in your heart will be displayed in your actions and your words. Tomara Vigraha. Tomar Vigraha Krishna Vilas Vilasera Ghar. Your body is Krishna Vilas Ghar. Tomara Vigraha. Your form, your vigraha, tomar vigraha, your vigraha, because he is a vigraha, Nityananda is vigraha, Murti, Gornitai Murti, Gornitai Sri Vigraha. So your vigraha is Krishna Vilas Gar. It is the abode of Vilas, Krishna's romantic, intimate pastimes, Radha Krishna. Kunja Vilas, Kunja Vilasani Radha, Kunja Vilas, Kunja Vilasan Sham, Kunja Vilasani, Kunja Vilasani Radha. So these, what a glorification, what a mahima. And Nityananda, he is the ideal of devotion. He's the bhakta, bhakta avatar. He's the showing what devotees do. They preach, they chant, they're absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. They have all these wonderful qualities. They've forgotten the world and always engaged in glorifying Krishna's qualities. Therefore, Nittai, it is certainly true that Krishna will never leave anyone who becomes attached to you. Because if you're attached to Nittai, automatically Krishna is there, because Nittai, Nitya is the abode. He's Krishna Vilasera Ghar. Krishna Vilasera Ghar. That if, like if somebody has money, he says pockets are stuffed with cash. He has all his pockets and he has cash hanging out. And if you're holding on to his arm, then you always money will always be with money. Hey, this guy's always with the money. Because the guy's he's walking around with someone that has money flying out of his pockets. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nittai, he's Krishna, Sevananda, Krishna Sevananda. He's in the bliss of Krishna Sevananda. So if you're with him, then you'll always be with Krishna. That's a pretty obvious thing. It's certainly true. Ateva Tomari, Jane Pritikari. Satya Satya Krishna Kabu Na Chodi Betari. That Krishna will never leave anyone who has love for you. Priti Jane. It says, Jani Pritikari. Priti is translating as attached. Priti, PR, Priti, Bhav, Prem. Priti means love, as you know. Same as Hindi, I think so. Priti. Ateva Tomare Jai Jane Pritikare. One who shows love for you. Of course, love means attachment. If you love someone, you're attached to them. Then Krishna will never leave him. So that Gauranga said that, then Nitai Bolo. Tabat Kshatakshane Nityananda Mahashai Balite Lagila Atikariya Vinay. Thereafter, Nityananda humbly spoke to the Lord as follows. So this is an example of dialogue. We talk about the four voices in Sanskrit drama, monologue, dialogue, discourse, and narrative. Remember? These are the only four. There's no others. And these are the four elements, the four voices, you know, the speak going on in any leela, drama, leela, pastime. So this is dialogue, and then when they're not speaking, and Vrindavanas Thakur he's describing the pastime, that's the narrative, the narration, explanation of the flow of the pastime, narrative. So now Nittai is replying to the glorification. So Lord Gauranga is Nityananda Mahima. So now Nityananda is giving Gauranga Mahima. And this is often we see in devotees. Sometimes someone meets a devotee and he glorifies him. Or he's in front of others. He says, so this is so-and-so. And then the person will take the mic and say, no, but this is so-and-so. Nityananda is going to reply, Prabhu hai, tumi jay amare kare stuti. E tamara vatsalya bhaktera prati ati. Nitai said, O Gauranga, although you are the Lord, you're Prabhu, you offer prayers to me? Amare kara stuti. You're offering prayers to me? This is proof of your affection for your devotees. Tamara vatsalya, bhakta vatsalya prati ati. Practically, it shows how much affection are you like a father. If the child somehow glorifies the father, then the father will glorify the child. So Nitai is saying, I'm like a child. You're my Prabhu. You're my master. You're my father. And why are you glorifying me? And then Nitai says, Pradakshina kara kiva. Kara namaskar, kiba mara, kiba rakka, jay ichat tumar. O Gauranga Prabhu, you may circumambulate me, pradakshina. You may offer obeisances to me, namaskar. Or you may protect me according to your will, kiba mara, kiba rakka. You may kill me, mara or rakka, may protect me, ichat tumar. Ichatamar, it's your will. Konva Vaktavya Prabhu Ache Tomastan Kiba Nahi Dekatumi Divya Darshan. O Lord, O Prabhu Gaur, what can I say to you? You see everything through your transcendental eyes. Kiba Nahi Dekatumi Divya Darshan. Deka Tumi Divya Darshan, you're looking at me with transcendental vision. Tomastane, Vaktavya Prabhu, Vakta. Vakta means speech. Oh, Prabhu, wa kon kon va vaktavya, Prabhu. What can I say? What can I say? You're God. You can see through me. Sometimes they say the Guru sees through us. When he sees right through us and tells us what's going on, he has that power. And Divya Darshan, transcendental eyes. Man pran sabara, Ishvara Prabhu tumi jay karahat se, rupa kari ami. O Prabhu, Gaur, you are the Lord and life of all beings. I do whatever you make me do. Man pran sabara, Ishvara Prabhu. O Prabhu, you are the Ishvara of all the mind, the man and pran. You are the Lord and life of all beings, the pran of everyone. And karaha se rupa kariyami, I do whatever you make me do. This form of mine, this form just moves according to your will. Apane more tumi danda daraila, apane guchaya e rupa karila. Gauranga, you induced me to accept the danda daraila, and then you yourself made me reject it. Because he was avadut, he said, you become sannyas, you travel with danda. You know, he always carries this rod to chastise Kali, driveway Kali. And then one day he said, no, actually you should get married. So sometimes kind of bent devotees, or let's say their minds a little bent, they say, oh, yes, this is established now in Kali Yuga. Brahmachari, and then Brahmachari, then sannyas, then grihast. Because they say, oh, Nittai was some Brahmachari, then avadut. And moving around, avadut, Nittai, the avadut. And then, like, sannyas, avadut, tyagi, sadhu. And then he got married to Vasudha and Janava, Janava Mata and Vasudha, two sisters. People say like this sometimes. This is called Anusharan and Anukaran. Anukaran means imitation of the Lord and his pastimes, which is not to be done. But Anukaran means to follow the principles established by his pastimes, where they are in concordance with the religious standard of the Shastras, Guru Shastra and Sadhu. So then he goes on. Tarakadu Vaitravamshi Shinga Chanda Dari Iha Darilana Ami Muni Dharma Chari. O Gauranga, I gave up the duties of a mendicant and accepted bracelets, anklets, a stick, a flute, and a buffalo horn, and a rope. So he gave up this sannyas to appear as Balaram. A buffalo horn, and a rope, and a flute, and a stick, anklets. Very interesting thing here. And Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that Gauranga, these to nourish the variegated pastimes of the Supreme Lord, Nityananda accepted a danda. Then later, Sri Gaurasundar made Nittai give up that same danda that he accepted. And with giving up that danda, Nittai gave up the principles of an ascetic, or sannyas avadut, and he accepted the necessary ingredients for serving Krishna. I guess he couldn't serve Krishna with that danda so well, but with a buffalo horn and a rope and a flute and a stick, he can serve much better. I guess. Acharyadi tomara jateka priyaganna sabare dilatap bhakti acharan. Gaur, you taught me the principles of austerity and devotional service to Advaitacharya and other dear associates. Acharyadi tomara priyagan. Beginning with Acharya, Advaitacharya, and all your beloved devotees, priyagan. What a nice way to describe it. We say the beloved devotees, Priyagan, Sabare, Dilatap Bhakti Acharan. You taught me the Achar, the Bhakti Achar, Tap Bhakti Achar, Sabari Dila, you taught me the principles of austerity and devotion to the Lord and all his devotees. So that's very nice. Gauranga taught Nittai these achar principles of behavior. Actually says tap and bhakti acharan. Acharan, acharan means behavior. Vaishnava acharan in Bengali, acharan. So we say sadachar, proper behavior. So how to behave in the proper way with the priyagan. Because priyagan means all the loving devotees of the Lord. And every devotee of Lord Gauranga and Radha and Krishna, they're all loving devotees. Even they may be the what we call Kanishta or Madhyam or Uttam, but they're all loving the Lord in their own ways. And they may be big lovers of the Lord or small lovers of the Lord. But all when we say devotee, we say, oh devotee, oh bhakta, oh Vaishnava. But in common vernacular, we would rather say they are all lovers of the Lord, because they've accepted the Lord as the goal of their life. And their own way, whatever way that may be, they're trying to express their love. And that should be honored and respected and nourished and relished. Nourished to go further and relished in exchange of that nourishment. Oh, he's saying a very nice point that Bhakti Acharan, he taught him how to behave with all the Priyagan, all the beloved devotees of the Lord, beginning with Acharya, Advaita Acharya, Tomara Acharya Adi Tomar Jateka Priyagan. So beginning with the topmost Bhakta of the Lord, Mahavishnu, and then everyone else, Acharya Adi, then everyone else. So from the topmost Advaita Acharya all the way down to the smallest devotee, whoever that may be, even Jagai Madai, recently converted Jagai Madai, even then, one should behave in a very proper way, bhakti achara, with devotion and love and respect, and austerities. So Gauranga, again, he taught the principles of austerity. Sabarai dila tap, bhakti acharan. So tap is also there everywhere in this Gaudiya Vaishnava religion. And we see that Sarvam Bhattacharya summarized Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Chaitanya Shikshartam. Shikshartam Ekam Purushartam. Like this. Yeah, you're the oldest Lord, and you're the essence of the most valuable teaching. Your teaching is that austerity is knowledge of Krishna, and austerity are fundamental principles of Gaudiya Siddhanta, Gaudiya Bhakti, Gaudiya Radha Krishna Bhakti.